Oh, your favourite performance and audience ever. Tonight doesn't count. From Oivind.
Oh.
Where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh God, there's been hundreds, thousands of them. Fantastic audiences, all for different reasons. You know, you've had nice attentive audiences, you've had when you want attentive audiences, you've had rowdy audiences when you like a rowdy audience, and Shepherd's Bush a couple of years ago, that was a great audience. That was a really good one. Who was there? That was a really good one. That was a great one. But just all over the world, there's been some great crowds, great audiences. I was in Japan earlier on in the year, just playing at a place called the Billboard Club. There you go.
Hi.
And that was a great experience as well, great audiences there. So, I don't know, they just keep coming. I'm just so lucky. What's the story with Howard Jones? Was it rivalry or was it just made up? Are you still friends now? Great gig, Damon. Thank you. I've never liked him. I never have. No, it's always kind of, you know, we weren't great mates back then because we never kind of, we rarely bumped into each other. It was very kind of, we kind of got stuck together. The press kind of lumped us together. But we were always very friendly and very respectful for each other. But recently I've become mates, really. We bumped into each other much more often doing the rewind things and those kind of things. So and he's a great bloke and we have a good old laugh together. So yeah, but we're mates now. We're friends now. We never were really rivals. That was just kind of made up, yeah, I think. One more, okay. One last one. You couldn't find your tour bus after the NDR2 party in Busan 2010. Did they forget you? I remember doing a gig in Busan. I don't recall losing my tour bus, but maybe that did happen. Wow.
Maybe it was Howard Jones.
I can't answer that. I'm gonna have to answer another one. Can't finish on a non-answer, can we?
No.
That one or that one? Left hand or right hand? No, both. Hi Nick, would you consider yourself wholly pragmatic or to some degree spiritually influenced? Your lyrics sometimes feel like you are searching that way.
Okay.
I just play the guitar. I don't know. No, I'm not quite like proper. I just write that stuff really. This kind of stuff that affects you and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes the bad's worth celebrating. I celebrate that as well. So there you go. Alright, one more, here we go.
Yeah.
I've got it in my hand, I can't ignore it. Oh, hi Nick. Would you rather sing I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me each day for the rest of your life or listen to Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me each day for the rest of your life? Well, I do have to say, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? If I'm singing it, I'm probably listening at the same time because otherwise it's all going to harbour you wrong, isn't it? So. Oh, difference. Oh, Don't Let the Sun Go. You're talking about Elton, aren't you? I see. That was a great song. That's a great song. That is an Elton John song. Yeah, I'd listen to that. But I like singing my songs. I've got nothing to be ashamed of, I don't think. Yeah. It's perfectly feasible. I might even sing that one tonight. You don't know. might surprise everybody. Okay, I'm going to sing a song now. This is a song I wrote in the mid-90s. And there's lots of 90s references in it. And it ended up on an album called 15 Minutes. I don't know if they date a little bit, but I think the sentiment's still there. I was quite proud of this lyric when it came out. And there's the three words in the lyric that are quite important to me. And I like, you to sing them if you can, at the top of your voice. And the words are arsehole, arsehole, and arsehole. I'm talking quietly because I do realise we're in the house of the Lord. So if that eye amongst us that don't want to join in fear of not getting through the pearly gates, then I quite understand. But for the rest of us, going to be really naughty. Anyway, in order to know where they come, if you don't know the song, you've got two options. You can either just... They're three in a row, so you can wait for the first arsehole and then join in on the next two. Or you can just you can buddy up with someone. You can probably the person that's been pissing you off all night by singing along to everything. That'll do the singing along. So this is a song called Billy.
Goddess and the confidence. No!
that answers that question. Best crowd ever. Computer program for this one, so I'm doing this one without a safety net. And I'm doing this commando, okay? No, no computer for this one. I have to say, on the first night of the tour in Belfast, this all went disastrously horribly wrong. So you've got that to look forward to. It's a Stevie Wonder song. Oh yeah. My apologies to him because I've messed about the chords a little bit.
Sorry, I can't see you.
Necessary for this. And you'll be hearing a click, okay? It's just to keep me in time. Here we go. Mm-hmm. wish those days would come back once more. Why did those days didn't have to go? I wish those days would come back once more. Why did those days didn't have to go? I love them so. Love them so.
Let's make it out.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not.